This is Wednesday, August the 15th. It is just coming up on 7:47. Wednesdays on the Mighty 690 mean we're joined by the K-State Wildcat Extension District, brought to you by Green Acres. And this morning, it's a solo show, just Jacob Weber, unless we're joined by someone else at some other time. We will see. But right now, it's just Jacob and I, as we got a lot of rain last night.
Yeah, we did, and that's... too bad, sad to hear the report about the person over there in Elk City. Sorry about that. A lot of rainfall in one area. Of course, there's going to be some flooding. And if we're talking about what to do about gardens and landscapes after flood, the best thing right now to do is just let the flood settle down and get out of the way before we do anything else, and maybe get some little clean up, and then a person can start assessing some of the damaged issues, if there were any, from the flood. And I guess you had a little bit of wind with it too, or possibly a tornado or a small funnel anyway that did a little damage. I heard Andy talking about that, Andy Taylor. So right now, things will come on through. It's nice to have some rain.
Yeah, just kind of wish you could get it maybe
spread out
instead of all
bit.
At once.
Yeah, all in one, excuse me, all in one area. It's not good when it happens, but it does happen. And things do settle down. It takes a few days or a few weeks, and then we get back to normal again, or whatever normal is. I guess I've always said that abnormal is normal in Kansas.
Yes.
And as far as the weather goes. Yes. And if it would ever behave itself, then that would be unusual weather. Either too dry or too wet. Sometimes it's just right, and we really enjoy those days. Well, we're getting into the late summer part of the year. We could talk a little bit about putting out some fall garden crops. And also it's time that year to think about maybe renovating or planting a new lawn. We talk a little bit about that as well. And then there's always the garden cleanup, and compost making is always a hot topic sometimes, and maybe not. It all depends on a person's perspective of what to do with all the yard debris. Sometimes we just haul it off to another place where it can decompose. Of course, putting in the landfill is not acceptable anymore. I don't think any landfills take that type of material. There's municipal composting facilities as well. We're a little bit early on that because the leaves certainly are not falling off the tree, and they won't do so for another couple of months. We're actually not that far away. And really, if you think about it, Christmas is just right around the corner.
Yeah, it is.
Almost. Better get your early Christmas shopping done.
Yeah. What are some of those fall garden crops?
If we're going to plant fall garden crop, we're going to look at planting, putting out plants that will mature an edible part in a short period of time. And also we have to keep in mind that as we're going into the fall, we have shorter day lengths, and they're continually getting shorter. And diminishing sunlight intensity, we don't think about that, but sunlight intensity is very important for those full season crops like corn, sweet corn, cucumbers, melons, snap beans, although they can produce a fall crop, but it's too late to plant those. We're looking at crops such as lettuce, spinach, maybe kale. It's almost a little bit late to put out broccoli and cabbage, but I think there would still be time for those if you had some pretty good robust transplants to put out. You could probably get a crop. Some of these crops will actually tolerate a light frost, or maybe even a light freeze. Spinach, of course, is completely winter hardy here. You can plant it in the fall and it will make it through the winter and continue to grow next spring. Although a spinach planted in the fall, is going to go to seed, or it's what we call bolt, and produce a flower stalk earlier if we plant it in the fall, so we don't get that long of a cropping season in the spring. Peas, oftentimes planted early in the actually late winter, we can plant peas in middle of January, early February, and they'll come up and grow, but we can't grow them for a fall crop because they require peas require a cold soil temperature to germinate. If it gets too warm, the seed doesn't germinate or just rots in the ground. So we cannot plant that particular crop or fall crop. Tomatoes won't work because they are a full season crop and do require higher light intensity and better growing conditions, longer day length. So that doesn't work for a fall crop. So those are some of the things we might think about. I didn't mention turnips. Turnips, excellent fall crop if you want to plant turnips. And turnips are much more agreeable to eat when they mature in cool soil. They're sweeter and they have a better flavor, but it doesn't take much of a row of turnips to satisfy a family. In fact, I even think that maybe a 10-foot row of turnips may be enough to supply the dietary needs of the city of Coffeyville for several days, maybe even a month.
I need a whole zero turnips, so okay. I'm not a big turnip person.
But if we learn how to make borscht, I think that's a turnip soup. I'm not sure. We may have a larger demand for turnips if it caught on. But other than that, if you really want to plant something that's going to mature a nice crop, turnips will do it.
All right. Well, I'm a big fan of the fall. It's pretty much my favorite season. Pumpkins. I love pumpkins. Yes. I love eating things that are flavored with pumpkin spice, and I'm carving pumpkins, painting pumpkins. When do you plant? It's probably pretty early on.
Right. That's a full season crop as well. Okay. But for the jack-o'-lantern pumpkins, now this is going to, we want to time the production of the jack-o'-lantern pumpkins so they mature sometime in maybe early to mid-September.
Okay.
Till the 1st of October, but the harvest should be taking place in late September, early October, when the pumpkin sales are really going to spike. And so the planting is usually done, timed around late May, early June, when they are actually planted. And the crop production depends on the variety of pumpkin, too. Some are fairly early maturing, but some of them are, require a good growing season. Those would be probably planted a little bit early. Pumpkin production is not without problems. There are several issues. Of course, we always think about squash bugs. That's going to be one problem. That can be a significant problem, especially where pumpkins are planted several years in a row. Pumpkins should actually be rotated if you're going to plant commercially. Squash bugs, squash vine borer, probably it's not going to be too much of a serious issue, although they probably take a few plants out in a field. It wouldn't take out very many. But squash bugs can ruin a crop. And then for the folks who do use insecticide to control squash bugs, which I'm sure all producers would do that, you run into another issue. The melon aphid or pumpkin aphid, I don't know if it's called pumpkin aphid, but aphids can take over and ruin a crop. If the insecticides, certain insecticides are used frequently to control squash bugs, and that can be another issue. And the aphids are fairly well, much immune to the insecticide. Plus, when the insecticide is used frequently, the predatory insects that control aphids are eliminated, so the aphids have a heyday and they can ruin a crop too, just as easy as the squash bugs can. Another issue that will crop in on pumpkin production, and it's already probably started this year, pretty high pressure actually. We have a high humidity and starting to get a little bit cooler nighttime temperatures start to run into powdery mildew problems. Powdery mildew can move in and take over and destroy the leaves of the pumpkins just in a matter of two or three weeks. So that issue has to be controlled with a fungicide. So if you're getting into commercial pumpkin production, you've got to watch all these factors. And then, of course, we got the weather. If it gets dry, the crop's not going to do as well. If it gets excessively wet or maybe a hailstorm, we have damaged pumpkins because they're out there in the open. And then there's a possibility of the pumpkins maturing too early because you planted them too early, or some other issue sped up the production of the pumpkins. And then you have a crop that you maybe have to harvest because the leaves are gone, they're setting out in the field, and it's still too hot, and start to see a deterioration of the crop. So you get into pumpkin production, a good deal, but it's something that you would get educated on if you get into it. And there's always an education process every year. Never get it figured out.
I have greater respect for those who grow pumpkins for pumpkin patches and whatnot now, because that sounds like quite the task. I think those are pretty profitable businesses.
They can be very profitable, but there's a lot of work too. Of course, if you have several thousand pumpkins, and each weighs about 15 to 20 pounds, and you got to go out and pick them them up.
If you need it sounds like a good workout plan.
Better have a strong back for that. Yeah.
Well, we're running out of time here for this segment. We've got just about 30 seconds or so left, but you'll join us again at about 8:10 in the second segment. We'll talk some more, maybe some more. You got any meetings or anything coming up we could talk about?
I don't, we will talk about maybe planting a fescue lawn here for this fall, okay?
All right. Well, join us back here on the Mighty 690. We'll have local news coming up, followed by, we're rejoined by Jacob Weber here on the Wildcat Extension District.